Brian, before we talk about today's game, just first of all, a reaction to that County Antrim Shield draw. Crusaders at home, North Belfast Derby, it's a tasty tie, isn't it?
Yeah, here we go again. An opportunity, I suppose, for us to undo some of the problems that we had the last time round. I know certainly the players will be looking forward to it, and, you know, the draw could have been kinder to us, but if you want to progress, you've got to beat teams like that.
And just turn our thoughts to today's game. Can you tell me, 1-0 down, obviously at half-time, can you tell me just how important was that victory today?
It was huge. You know, everyone's fully aware of the situation we're in. The players know, you know, the pressure that was on them today to deliver the 3 points, and they've done that. We started shaky again today, but we're, you know, but coming from behind and getting the points and going home with that, we're delighted.
It was a strange goal to concede, third minute, direct from a corner. Do you think the wind played a big part?
I don't know. I'd like to see it back again. I'd like to hope we can blame it on the wind, but no, it was sloppy from our perspective. But full credit to the players that dug in and delivered what we needed to.
There's been quite a bit of chat this season, Barry, about, you know, what you do with your four strikers that you have. You made a big call today, leaving Joe Gormley on the bench. What was the thinking behind that decision?
Yeah, listen, everyone's been telling me that we can't continue to play so many strikers. Whether that's right or wrong, only time will tell. But, you know, Joe's been struggling for a few goals so far. And today it was just a case of maybe taking him out of the limelight that wee bit. But, you know, the attitude that he's shown today, not being in the starting 11, firstly, and then, you know, his desire and willingness when he came on the second half was absolutely superb. And he played a huge part in securing the win.
Yeah, because when he first came on, the ball wasn't really bouncing for him. A couple of touches came off him, but when he got the ball, went on that run for the goal, he really did come alive, didn't he?
Yeah, I think that's been the case of Joe's season so far. You know, he hasn't been getting that wee bounce and that wee bit of luck. But today, you know, fair play to him and credit to him, he made it work and he made it happen. And obviously, me, the players, and everyone associated with Cliftonville are delighted to see him do that.
It's been a sort of indifferent start of the season, maybe, if that's fair to say, Barry. But could this win, maybe with the winning midweek as well, could this be a turning point in your season? I know it's early stages, but it was a big win today, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was huge, and I think, you know, it gives the players a good sense of where we are today, because the first half and the second half were very, very different for me. They fully were aware of halftime what they needed in the second half, and they've delivered that. That's two wins in a week now for us. And it's all about building their confidence and building that resolve, and today plays a massive, massive part of that.
Two wins in a week, could you make it 3 out of 3 when Linfield come to Solitude next week?
It's a huge game, but games like this, you know, have a habit of dragging extra out of everybody involved in them. Linfield will be no different than we are. It'll be a huge game for them, and it'll be a massive test for us of where we are and our character in particular. But there's no point winning here today if you can't build on that and try and go out next week and put another one under your belt. The players will be massively looking forward to getting into this game. It's a Solitude, and the supporters will hopefully after today will give them something to look forward to.